I like an escalator because an escalator can never break. It can only become stairs. You would never see an escalator temporarily out of order sign. Just escalator temporarily stairs. Sorry for the convenience. We apologize for the fact that you can still get up there. Severed foot is the ultimate stocking stuffer. I'm out to dinner with a group of friends and someone offers to pay for the check. I immediately reach for my wallet because inside is a note that says, "Say thanks." I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too. I used to have really long hair and people thought I was high on stage because people associate long hair with drug use. I wish long hair was associated with something other than drug use. Like an extreme longing for cake. And then strangers would see a long haired guy and say, "That fucker eats cake. He is on bunk cake." Mother saying to their daughters, "Don't bring the cake eater over here anymore. He smell like flour." Did you see how excited he got when he found out your birthday was fast approaching?
I bought a donut and they gave me a receipt for the donut. I don't need a receipt for a donut. I'll just give you the money. You give me the donut. And the transaction. We don't need to bring ink and paper into this. I just cannot imagine a scenario where I'd have to prove that I bought a donut. Some skeptical friend, don't even act like I didn't get that donut. I got the documentation right here. I went to England to tell jokes, and I wanted to do my Smokey the Bear joke in England. So I had to ask the English people if they know who Smokey the Bear was. But they don't. Because in England, Smokey the Bear is not the forest fire prevention representative. They have Smacky the Frog. It's a lot like a bear, but it's a frog. And I think that's a better system. I think we should adopt it. Because bears can be mean. But frogs are always cool. Like, never has there been a frog hopping toward me. And I thought, man, I better play dead. Here comes that frog. I've never said, "Here comes that frog," in a horrifying manner.
On the back of a box of Ritz crackers, it has all these suggestions as to what to put on top of the Ritz. It says, "Put some lunch meat up there. Try some peanut butter, man." But I like crackers. That's why I got them, man. You got no faith in the product itself. On the back of a bag of lunch meat, it has all these suggestions as to what to slip underneath the lunch meat. Slip some bread under there. It's too slimy and cold to be held onto. I think Pringle's initial intention was to make tennis balls. But on the day that the rubber was supposed to show up, a big truckload of potatoes arrived. And Pringle's is a laid-back company. They said, "Fuck it, cut them off."